I thought I would go over this incident which Rav Shachter brings down, the Sefer Nefesh HaRav. It relates to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. It says, once the Baal Korayan Shul told one of the Balabatim that he can't stand him, he hates him, and then when he lanes, he has kavana that he shouldn't be yotzei, which is obviously an ideal situation. All Rabbanim love to have situations like that in their shuls. So the question, so the Balabas came to Rav Moshe, this is the Rav's father, and he asked him, does he have to go to another shul now? The Baal Korayan has kavana that I shouldn't be yotzei. Now normally, when we talk about being yotzei with something, let's say kiddush, or anything where shomei ka'on is involved, so if the person has in mind not to be motzi somebody, let's say I'm blowing shofar, and I have in mind I don't want to be yotzei Reuven, he's not yotzei shofar. If I'm reciting kiddush, I have in mind that I want Reuven to be yotzei kiddush. Reuven's dead in the water. So what's the situation here with the Kriyas HaTorah? So Rav Moshe Paskin, based on the Gemara Masechet Megillah, that he's Yotzei, regardless of what the Baal Kori thinks. The Gemara Masechet Megillah says that everybody's Olo Dominion Shiva, even a Katan, that even a minor can be Olo Dominion Shiva, can count as one of the seven Aliyahs on Shabbat. And he assumes that the Katan in the Gemara was a Baal Kori as well. That's what Rav Moshe is understanding the Sugya. So the Katan was laning as well. So the way he would understand, it's basically, you have to have a Chakira. How do we understand the Halacha of Kriyas HaTorah? Is Kriyas HaTorah that they were Koveya, a certain type of Kriya, but it's basically Talmud Torah Derabim. In other words, the Chachamim said you have to read from a Sefer Torah, and somebody's going to lane from the Sefer Torah, but the Etzem and the Mitzvah is that everybody should be Yotzei with Talmud Torah. In other words, everybody, it's a learning experience. You're hearing Kriyas HaTorah. So the Rav thought, it's like, let's say you have two Talmidim. Let's say the Rav is giving a shiur. I think this is what he quotes here from Rav Soloveitchik. He says that that let's say he's got two Talmidim. One Talmid he loves, but the Talmid doesn't understand a word he says. And the next Talmid he can't stand, but that Talmid understands his whole shiur. So can I say that the first Talmud that he loves is Yotzei the Din of Talmud Torah? He doesn't understand a word of the Shir. So no, he doesn't understand it. He can't be Yotzei. The other Talmud that he hates, Chas Shalom, that a Rebbe should feel that way, but if he has a Talmud that he hates, and that Talmud understands all the Shir, mainly that Talmud fulfilled the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So assuming that that's the Hezber, assuming that's the correct understanding for Kriyas HaTorah, so then it doesn't make a difference if the Baal Kori has in mind not to be Motzi anybody. Now, the only thing is, it's not so pashut. I'll tell you why. First of all, the poskim say that you shouldn't have a katan do it, but you see, there's a question in the sugya. When we say that the katan is Olo Dominion Shiva, does that mean that the katan lain from the Sefer Torah, or does it mean he just got the Aliyah? That's part of the $64,000 question. Now, it could be. Now, if you look in the where is it? In the right. So the Magen Avraham says that a Kratan shouldn't lain, and according to Levush Srad, he can't lain because he can't be Motzi people to Rehovah, because he can't be Motzi the people to Rehovah. So that's going against the way Rav Moshe was paskening. So if you say that way, then the Baal HaBas is in trouble. then that would be the way it would come out. All right, it's just Ha'ara. It should never, hopefully, ever be a situation where. Now, let me just take a look here. So that's also a chakira that the Rishonim have. But even if we assume it's a chov on the tzibur, once I'm there as part of the tzibur, so now I'm obligated. In other words, even if I say it's a chov on the tzibur, so then when I'm home, so I don't have a chiyuv. But now I've joined the tzibur has a chiyuv. So now I want to be yotzei. All right. Now he mentions here in the sefer that he says that there was a dayan of label Grusness from London who sent the Rav a kuntras of a tshuva about a cheresh medaber v'enu shomea. In other words, a person who we'd say a deaf person, and the question was, could he lane? Could the deaf person lane? Could he lane? And the Rav looked at it and responded that certainly he could lain. And there was the Rav Paskin that a deaf person could lain, and Rav Schechter says he understood that Mistama, he was working with this idea that the Rav had heard from his father Moshe Soloveitchik. If you assume it's just a din in Talmud Torah of Rabbim, and just like the Katan could lain, assuming that is the case, so the deaf person could also lain. In other words, he could speak, but he can't hear. But if you assume like it's a Hasimuchui Badabar, so then you run into the different issues with it. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts? What's up?
Is it really possible somebody he cannot hear at all, but he can speak?
I think he got
deaf later in life.
He was not born like that?
I'm not an expert on deafness, but I think that even people who are deaf, I think they have a way to teach them how to speak. I don't know if they hear the vibrations and things like that. Michael says he could become deaf later in life, but I think that even people who are deaf from birth, I think there's a way that they can help them learn how to speak. Okay.